Jordy, how much does this three-game winning streak highlight the importance of setting the tone and, you know, getting that first score, getting ahead?
Obviously, it makes a difference. It means we're getting in a rhythm, we're being successful, we're scoring points. I mean, we saw what happens when our defense, you know, can play with the lead. And so it all works together, and that's how you want to play the game.
Apparently, Aaron hurt his calf on the third play of the game, yet he still only had 5 incompletions. How was he able to do that?
I think combination of things. I think give credit to our offensive line. They did a great job today, giving him plenty of time. This is difficult for the 3 to 4 of us out there when they have 7 guys, you know, to cover 3 or 4 of us. So they gave him time to move a little bit that he could, and we were able to get some scramble plays. And, I mean, Tay did a great job of turning his upfield early, obviously, in the first possession, and scoring that touchdown. So there's everything working together and him, you know, being himself and dissecting the defense.
What does that say about his arm ability, that when he took away one leg with a hammy, another with a calf, that he can still do some pretty special stuff?
I mean, there's nothing that he can't do. I mean, we've seen it for years now in practice and games. So as hard as it is, like, he has never, in a good way, he can't impress us because he does it all the time. So I'm not saying that he can't, you know, play well, but he, I mean, he's a gamer. He can play, he can fight through some things, and he did a great job tonight.
Jordy, you did something impressive today, 57 touchdowns with Aaron. That ties Favre-Freeman combination for, you know, most in franchise history, and this franchise has been around 90 years. What does that mean to you?
It means we've been successful, and we've put in a lot of time, so it's one of those, another thing that we'll be able to look back on at the end of the season, at the end of our careers, and see what we were able to accomplish. And it's a reminder, honestly, to me, is the time and the work that we both put in individually and together on the practice field, in the meeting rooms, on the sideline, and just reaping the benefits for it.
You'll reflect more on it later, but just a little now. 12 touchdowns this year, all the hard work day after day to get to this point. What goes through your mind when you're working, and do you expect this for your return season after hearing so many stories about people struggling the first year?
I don't think I ever put expectations on myself for numbers-wise. I don't any season if I'm coming back healthy or coming off an injury. There's so many things that go into that to determine it. For me, I think I said last week, it was more about being here day to day in the grind of not missing a practice, being out there every game, being out there every practice, being with the guys, and I think that sets you up to be successful. So, to be honest with you, I think if I was missing practices and stuff, I wouldn't be as successful in the field as I am. So, I think that's where I attribute a lot of it to, is being able to be out there every day, spending that time with Aaron and the guys on the practice field, and being prepared for a game.
What's it like to adjust as a receiver throughout your career? So many bombs 2 years ago, not the bombs this year, but still the production in a different way. What's it take to be able to do that?
I don't think it's adjusted. I think people just zone in on whatever they want to zone in on to talk about. I think I've been a complete receiver for the years that I've been here. Obviously, I don't think as an offense we've had the big plays that we normally do, just because of different circumstances. And like I've said before, it takes a lot of things to go the right way in order to get those called at the right time with the right defense and to execute them. So, we're not worried about that. We're about executing every play. If it's even a short game and extending a long drive and finishing with a touchdown, that's what we'll do.
Do you feel Jordy like Aaron's calf is as bad as opposed to
that's a question for him. I have no idea.
Jordy, on one of your touchdowns, you're crossing in front of the linebackers, and they have to try to cover you. On the other one, you've got the strong safety, you know, covering you. How are you guys able to get those kind of matchups?
I think that's the benefit we have with guys on this team that can play different positions. We can formate things certain ways to get matchups. I think that allows us to understand the coverage. It allows Aaron to understand the coverage, and then he can pick a defensive part by the matchups that he sees. So that's why when you come into this building, you don't learn a certain position. You learn the offense, because we can call any formation, and you can be inside at number 3. You can be all the way outside at number 1. You can be in the slot. Obviously, we've had multiple guys in the backfield. So it's understanding the whole scheme of things so we can set things up to get the coverage and to get the, you know, the matchups we want.